This is the Influence of Wiggly Air. I am Brennan McKinnon. I am the host. And I am here with the guest. Who are you? What are you doing here? What's your name?
My name's Levi. Levi Robson. Used to be in a band with Brennan. Blue Dream Valley is pretty sick. Just hanging out.
What was the band after that?
Oh, Zipcar Hot Dog. That's the current band. Well, actually, I don't know. Dan, if you're listening... Actually, yeah, a few members might not be returnoing in September, so it might dissolve, but I'm really hoping that it doesn't. But yeah, the current band is Zipcar Hot Dog. Look us up on...
Bandcamp?
Yeah, we have a Bandcamp. We have, like, one crappy demo. Actually, I think our best... Oh, this is going to sound so lame, but our best stuff is, like, live recordings that we put on YouTube, but...
You guys,
it's better than our one demo we have on Bandcamp, which I feel bad saying because Hassan produced it and put his heart and soul into it. And yeah. Actually, it sounds good. I take it back.
It's charming.
Yeah, totally. But
the hot dog way. But
the way of the hot dog.
So the bands we're talking about are from two different places. So the Blue Dream is like around the valley here, and then Zipcar is from like Vancouver.
Oh, right, yeah. That's probably important.
How do you compare the two?
Blue Dream, it's like, I have no idea actually. I guess like Blue Dream's like kind of like a classic sort of indie sound. Does that sound bad?
No.
I feel like I should sell our old band more. Like,
there's like
sick and,
there's like different. There's like different kind of like flavors of indie.
Yeah, but we were like, yeah,
it was like very the best way because Oscar was kind of like shout out to Oscar.
Shout out to Oscar.
He's like kind of like the brainchild of that band. Yes. So it was very, I think anything he does is very strokesy, you know, very Strokes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It was very it was like Strokes mixed with Coldplay is like the best way to put it for me.
Yeah, I'd say so. Mixed with Dope Lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Obby.
And then Zipcar.
Zipcar is like more jazzy because Dan wrote half the songs, I wrote half the songs, and... Well, you know, like, the arrangements we all did together and stuff. But I just mean in terms of, like, coming to the band with an idea. Like, half the time it would be me, half the time it would be Dan. Dan has a jazz background, and our drummer is a jazz drummer. So there was, like, a massive amount of, like, subliminal jazziness there. Also, a lot of funk influence on Dan's songs. I feel like mine were more, like, indie-y, folky-y, yeah. You know? Yeah, so it was kind of a mix, you know, but kind of, it was, I would put it in, like, the massive indie umbrella, but there were, like, jazz and funk influences, I think. But yeah, that's the best way I can put it. Oh, and we had a trumpet, so I guess that makes us cool.
So you guys are a ska band.
I think this, Dan actually tried, like, at least every practice to try and get us to do a song, like, ska, and Hassan would just... like flip him off and not be happy about it. Be like, no ska. But I think it would have been great actually.
If Zipcar made a ska song, what would the lyrical matter be?
It would be a ska song all about Spikeball and Kits Bros, dude, and the Nom.
And the Nom.
Yeah, sorry, it was a restaurant in Vancouver.
Well, I thought you were saying and war.
And war. Yeah.
Cowabunga, I corumba.
Cowabunga, dude. No, definitely not war.
What is it good for?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. But yeah, I don't know. I think if we had a ska song, it'd probably be about vibing, thriving, and surviving. The three Ivans.
The three.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. But it was fun. Like, I really hope that band becomes a thing again, because that was probably, like, that was just so fun. And I feel like I've had the most creative, not control, because I feel like it was always very, like, a joint thing, like, but I feel like I had the most creative input that I've had ever in any musical project, except for some solo stuff. But yeah, it was Very cool.
Very cool. In the pocket.
So
we're going to go into the part of the show where you talk about songs.
Songs.
Is there a song off the top of your dome that you feel like is close to your internal cavity here?
Like recently or like all time?
It depends what you want us to talk on right now.
Yeah, okay. Let's start it with something chill and mellow and cool. Let's do Every Time the Sun Comes Up by Sharon Van Etten.
Oh, I know that. Or I haven't heard the song, but I know that artist.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Cuz there's kind of this cover, like a bunch of people covered her songs or something.
Or something like that.
It's like Every Time the Sun Comes Up.
Every time the song comes up as a cover, I cringe.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm sure there's a lot of great covers.
Every time the cringe comes up.
Yeah. Every time this song comes up, it's a cover. Except for the version we're about to play now.
This one is Every Time the Sun Comes Up by Sharon Van Etten. From the album Are We There?
Say it right, Brandon.
Sharon Van Etten. How do you say it?
I actually don't know. I think it's Etten, but I'm not sure.
The album is called Are We There? Shout out to Ice Cube. Are We There Yet? This is Every Time
Huge Sun Comes Up. Shout out to Ice Cube. From the CICK radio car, baby.
Thank you for listening. I think there's no sound coming through. What? Oh, what the?
Did you mute my mic? Oh, wait.
So you're back. But the song. So stuff happens, you know?
You know, sometimes, you know. The credit card payment doesn't go through to Spotify.
And, you call me broke?
No.
You call me?
I'm just kidding.
You calling? Get out. No. I'm actually very, very, very confused. Oh, wait.
Oh, it just wasn't plugged in all the way.
No. I unplugged it.
Oh, I see.
I ain't that sideways. You know, I ain't that. I'm sitting sideways. But the song is not working.
Okay, what about this one right here?
That's my headphones.
Oh, sorry, dude. I don't want to touch your headphones.
I am very confused. I might have to use my phone, but it's like dying. But I'm going to. All right, you guys, I apologize. There's a song. It's a spoiler right there.
that one.
I'm a shout out a sponsor because you know that's
You're sponsored? There's no fucking way.
Yeah, I'm a sponsored child.
Nice.
This is sponsored by. I can't read it because there's a computer in the way. One sec.
I thought you were looking at the screen that said Windows.
Let's say we're sponsored by Windows and doors.
I was like, what is he trying to read?
We're sponsored by Mountain Eagle Books. It seems you mistook me for someone that doesn't get good coffee. You miss me with that energy, you know, stick around like toffee. You know, Mountain Eagle Books. They sell local and touring artist CDs and get most of your event tickets there. They're the only used bookstore in town as well as a cafe. Ambidextrous.
Huge shout out to the staff at Mountain Eagle Books. Just like nothing but love for you guys.
Is there any like specific people?
Shola's mom. I don't know her name. I'm embarrassed that I don't. But she's really cool and she's really nice to me and she's lovely.
Shola Senior.
Yeah, totally. You know.
Technology doesn't update quick enough. I'm just like trying to like make sure the playlist is.
We don't need technology.
Up.
We'll just sing it right now, dude. There's a kid over there. You know, get a guitar.
Oh,
cover it.
I got it. Yeah. There's a drum set. You just sing with drums.
You want to hear my drum cover of the song?
Yeah. This is the song. I have it. It's finally happening.
Nice.
You guys ready to You guys ready to rumble?
Yeah.
This is Chiron Avant Ita with Every Time the Sun Comes Up.
Fuck's sakes.
Here we go. Wait, it's... I'm having a day, man.
No, dude, it's cool. It's cool. This is great.
Do I hear something? Enjoy. We bet. We bet. Yeah. We pulling up to your res.
Swagalicious.
We're pulling up to the res because Levi's undercover.
Oh my god, no. No. We're not about to do that on the radio. But maybe.
I'm about to blow his cover.
Yeah, totally.
Tell me why that song is significant to your canon of life.
How real am I allowed to be on the radio?
be super real. This is Teletoon at night. This is
Teletoon at night, eh?
Yeah.
Teletoon at 9:21:18. Actually, is that clock on right?
I only pay attention to that clock on it, like when cool. That's okay. We're on the clock.
We on the clock. Yeah, I discovered that song when I used to like stay up all night frequently. Often it was with someone particular, and I would like leave, like hanging out with them, and I'd be like going home, and I'd be like, wow, the sun is up and I'm in trouble, you know. It'd be like, I think once it was like Friday morning, and like a bunch of people I usually saw at work in the morning were like gassing up, and I was in the petrol can like getting gas. I was like, oh god. Yeah, every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Every time the sun comes up, I see double. Like, I really like the song. Sort of just reminds me of that time. Like, it's like a little time capsule for me.
Oh, fair?
Yeah.
So it's very, very, very specific. It sounded like you're being intentionally vague.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, yeah.
Levi, a man of mystery.
You know, I mean, this is a radio.
This is the influence of Wuglier, not the influence of... worrying about people's feeling. No,
yeah, totally.
I'm joking. Totally. I care about all your guys' feelings.
Me too. And not spilling the tea on the radio. I don't know why I said that. That was so unnecessary. Anyway, it's a good song. Really like it. 10 out of 10. And I don't know. I feel like it also makes me think about just driving. I used to listen to it a lot when I drive around to work. Especially around the south side, Francois Lake, summertime, and looking at all the fields, listening to some Sharon Van Etten, feeling good.
Etten. Okay, that's the way.
Oh my god. I don't know. I think that's how you say it. I'm not sure. But
I'm going to ask you a question before we get into whatever else is here.
Sure.
How did you get into music?
Like, in general? Like, yeah. Listening to it or playing it?
It depends. Like, do you want to talk about how you fell in love with music as a listening experience, or what actually got you, like, life experience that got you to play? Like, that's your choice.
I don't know. Let's talk about both.
Okay.
I've always been, like, super into music, and, like, it was just always, like, the art thingy I connected with the most, you know?
Yeah.
Playing it. I played like some piano, and I played in band when I was a kid. Then I kind of forgot about it. And then in college, I was like, I need to write something or I'm going to explode. So I started writing songs on the piano again. And then that was great. And then a few years later, we started playing together in Blue Dream Valley. And that was, I think I picked up the guitar in COVID and then started writing on guitar. And then did that for Zipcar. And so it just sort of happened, like, after high school. I was like, adult emotions.
Yeah.
I must do something about this.
And then you
which
started,
probably sounds pretty lame, but then
you started playing Rocketman. You're just like...
Yeah, exactly. Just as such an angsty teen, you know?
Gonna be a long, long time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's cool though. Just kind of like having like the whole thing of just your body's like, I need nourishment. Your nourishment is writing songs.
Well, I mean, I don't know, for real. I mean, I think it's incredibly nourishing. Not to be cheesy, I know it sounds probably super dorky, but
no. That's what we do. Is. We dork here.
Okay, cool. Dorking out on the wiggly air.
I heard a quote on the internet, and it was just like, and I live by it. It's like, to be cringe is to be free.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
Yeah, you know. Shout out to Max. I told him that I dab at everyone's performances, and he said that he's seen. It's just.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Just like on like those little those moments in the song that are like the big moments, just dab.
Just aggressively dabbing. For the record, we just dabbed in unison like 2 seconds ago. But yeah, just for the listener who can't see, all the dabbing that's happening here.
For the listener who can't see,
I mean, well, can't. I
don't visually know, whatever, impaired.
Whatever. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... So, I'm pretty sure you're pretty... I get the impression you're pretty inspired by The Strokes.
Yes. Obvi.
By the stroke men.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
I'm pretty inspired by the stroke men, right?
The stroke men.
The stroke men? That'd be a funny band name, the stroke men.
The stroke men.
Or like.
Stroke!
With Juicy Juice.
With Juicy J.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about the money. But tell me about Hard to Explain by the Strokes.
Are we going
to
do that now?
Or we could play it later if you want. Or, like, I'm just trying to be slick.
Yeah, there'll be better songs later. Whatever.
Low bottom tier.
That's not true.
You're like...
This is my favorite song ever, for the record. This is my favorite song ever. I don't think that there's a song that I like better than this song. Wait, are we talking about it now? We're going to play it and talk about it.
I'll ask you if you want to play it after you talk about it.
Let's play it now, and I'll talk about it later.
Shit, dog. You know, picky panties.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to, like, hype it up. I've just hyped it up so much. People are going to be like, wow, this song sounds so influential. And then they'll be like, I don't like this beat. Say, it's weird.
Is this it?
Wait, are you doing... Oh, okay. I thought you were going to play Is This It for a second. You're playing Hard to Explain.
No, right? I was trying to do a joke.
I mean, yeah, that was a good joke. It just kind of flew over my head because I was being...
You're being a stroke man.
A stroke man.
Yeah, the song's called Hard to Explain by The Strokemen. Off of the album Is This It. Here we go, enjoy. Or not.
Is it working?
No. too bad, you guys can't join nothing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'll just sing it for you guys now.
No.
Spoilers.
Not necessary. I'm gonna play on another device. I'm a you know, because I am
Yeah.
I am multidimensional. I can't find it. Okay.
There it is.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
It is hyped now, like
I'm speaking for the audience by saying yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up.
I got your bitch.
Oh my god.
Enjoy. We'll be right back. It's hard to explain the flow in my brain. Yo.
You just ruined the song.
Yo, I put a stain on Julian's legacy. Yo, speaking heresy. You know, I'ma go.
I'm gonna put a pair of D's.
Pair of D's. Parakeets.
Can we do these nuts joke on, jokes yo, on the radio? Yo,
I'ma play drop D.
Oh no.
To drop these nuts on your forehead.
No! Oh,
I got Levi and a whole room of people midsummer.
Midsummer is so bad.
I literally,
when you're like, do you guys like drop D? I screamed. I was like, yeah! And then you just fucking destroyed me.
I was like, drop D nuts on your head.
God. Can we talk about the Stroke song now?
The Stroke Men with Hard to Explain. Why I Make It Rain. Tell me about it.
So good. Like, my favorite song ever. I don't know. It's just, like, it makes me think of, like, just, like, being a human being, man. Which I probably should have just said that authentically instead of trying to mask how I feel with humor. But I do feel that way. I feel like, to me, that song is, like, when I listen to it, I'm like, wow. That really connects with me about just feeling, like, oh my god, I'm so confused. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But it seems like no one knows what they're doing. So let's just try and like be nice to each other and hang out and like huddle and connect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so confusing. Everything's so fucking confusing. But at least in this moment, I can be together with these people and be happy and have a good time. And we're just, you know, try and make the best of it. I felt that when I saw the Strokes live. Like, they played that song and I felt like I don't know. You'd... It's hard to explain. Yeah, yeah. No, but for real, like, I don't know. They played that song, and it was, like, such a crazy experience. Like, I don't think I've ever felt that way, ever, like, listening to music live. Just, like, everyone in that building was just, like, sharing this...
moment?
Oh, my God, this sound. Yeah, this moment, and this... just, like... feeling of togetherness and mutual appreciation for
Mr. Casablanca.
For Mr. Casablanca. And just being alive, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that song like speaks to a lot. I don't know. I really can't put my finger on it, but it gets me every time.
I feel that.
God, this sounds so lame. Fucking whatever.
No. That's vulnerable wiggly airs, you know?
Vulnerable wiggly airs. I'm trying to be authentic, but I sound like such a douche.
No. Being a douche is like, you know, just like backpedaling and of just like expressing yourself. Like, I think that's being douchey. Like, if you're like, hey, yo, this song's beautiful, but fuck me, right? Like...
Yeah, totally.
Like,
I shouldn't do that. Okay, no more of that. I'm gonna stop doing that for the rest of the thing. I'm just gonna be.
If you're just like
totally
authentic. The song pierces my heart.
It does. And then it does.
Then you just leave it at that, and people be like, "Word."
Yeah. That's true. I don't know. It's a small town. People gonna be like, "Dodge." Whatever. Yeah.
In a town full of people not feeling enough, you know. We gotta be like footloose. Oh, we gotta be like footloose.
Is it like outlawed to feel? That sounds like a great that'd be a great like parody, you know?
You know, it's just hard to explain.
Yeah, but no, for real though, when I was like, it was like right before COVID happened. It was like in Rogers Arena with like a million people like watching this thing. And I just felt like it was just so unreal. I just felt so much gratitude and, I don't know, kind of happy sadness with all these people. And I felt like I could just, like, see my life, like, all the times I listened to that song.
Yeah.
Or just certain things I've been thinking about just, like, flashed through. It was really bizarre and cool, but...
I feel that. That's how I felt at Death Grips when I was getting destroyed. Except for it was total anarchy.
Yeah, totally.
But
very easy to explain.
I think yes.
Bruised ribs.
I was thinking a little cool little related point was We're talking about the whole idea of feeling kind of harmonious with the crowd and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then, but tell me the dynamic of when you're the performer.
Oh my God. So fucking awesome. I miss playing shows so much. Like, especially with Zipcar, because I was like fronting it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, especially playing like the more vulnerable songs. Like, it was just, especially when people were like feeling them. Like, I have this one called The Funeral about like a lot of things, including a funeral. And the lyrics were like very explicit. And like, you know, I was like, have you been to Redgate in Vancouver? Like,
I want to, I haven't. No.
Dude, so awesome. And like, everyone there was just this very like, you know, you could just feel people feeling it. And you're playing this thing that is super true to you, that you like kind of just poured your heart into, and you're like, well, this is super, I'm being super vulnerable writing this and performing it in front of, like, you know, playing that with your band is one thing, but then like as a group taking that to this audience and having them receive it well, or at least relate to you, is like such an incredible feeling.
I feel that.
It's
It's a gift. I don't know how to, like, it is very hard to explain.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like the whole, people receiving the energy, you know, and then it being thrown back at you and all that. It's a very interesting concept.
I miss my band.
But
it is an interesting concept.
I have never seen you guys once.
It's like magic.
That's,
it's like magic.
So you guys have to, like, reform or play here.
Sure, yeah.
You guys should play Tech Fest.
That would be awesome. If I can convince my band to get back together again. It'll be like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
This is like the start of...
the Blue Man Group.
My arc. Yeah, totally. Yeah, oh my God. I probably sound like such a fucking narcissist.
No. I told you, man.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah,
totally. You own it.
Yeah.
You know,
the only, what is the thing, the saying here, like, the only way to be free is to be cringe.
No, to be cringe is to be free.
To be cringe is to be free.
I'm looking, it, I'm guess. Looking at your, I'm looking at your Bandcamp page.
Oh God, don't play Summer Moon.
That's the one that showed up. I thought you guys had more.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't.
Can we preview it?
We can do like a live recording that I like better than that demo if you want.
Okay, I'll play one of your songs on your playlist while I look for it.
That sounds good. We'll vet it. We'll do a radio check.
So this will be let me Frank Ocean Lost, maybe?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, this is Frank Ocean with Lost. TV show where they wake up on
oh my God
off of the album Channel Orange. This is
Lost. I can't believe you've done this.
I got school in the morning.
Oh God.
Okay, here we go. Lost.
Double D. Big full breast on my baby. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Lost on a train, though. She's at a stove. Can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong with the lie. Short plane ride through the skies. You and I are lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, love. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
It's probably gonna play a song and I don't want it to. Okay, cool. So that was Lost by Frank Commotion. Erosion, minerals.
Frank, large body of water between Europe and North America.
Frank large.
Eurasia.
He's
God.
Frank Big Chungus. He's Frank Creek.
Yeah.
Chicken Creek. I'm gonna shout out a sponsor before you start running your mouth.
Oh my god, I can't believe this right now.
This is shout out to City West. You know, they are as follows. A local alternative. They're like internet, eh? I can't read because there's a big computer in my way, but they're like. Their internet, telephone, you know, that biz, you know, ring, ring. Who pull up? City West. Yo, you better watch it. Because, you know, they coming in with quality. And, you know, quality meats is the only way of the family.
Dude, stop. You made me laugh during the sponsor. I don't think I'm allowed to laugh during the sponsor thing.
Yo, if you laugh during the City West sponsor, we're going to break your legs.
No, it's good. Where's the Gabagool? You should call City West. I'm not laughing at City West.
This isn't a test, City West. And then the symbol's like a big anarchy A or something.
Oh my god. Putting your internet to the test. City West.
give your mother our best.
Oh my god.
City West.
Wow.
They're gonna like rip their name off the wall. Yeah,
like, we're not sponsoring the station anymore.
Oh my god. Larissa just texted, she's like, oh my god.
That's completely reasonable. Hi Larissa, how's it going? Sorry for embarrassing ourselves on the radio.
Ain't a test.
Ain't no test.
Yo, this is I'm gonna play one of your ditties.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
This is Travel Lug. It's actually called Travel Bug, and it's by the band Zipcar Hot Dog, and this is live from the CITR station. Tell me about the CITR station. What is this?
Sweet station, UBC, UBC radio station. Nardwar works there or something.
Ah!
I saw him in real life once, and I was like, oh!
Where?
I think, like, pretty close to the radio station. It was just, like, in, like, the student union building, and I was like, oh my god, you're Nardwar, and he was like, yes, and I was just like, oh my god, I just embarrassed myself in front of Nardwar.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, like, who's this schmo?
Who's this schmo?
I'm gonna go hang out with Tyler, the Creator, and tell him what fucking schmo I just met today.
Tell me about, like, when you get big, he's gonna pull up to you and he's gonna be like, tell me about City West, and you're gonna be like, what? No, he'll be like, it ain't a test. Then he's gonna be waiting for you.
Yeah. And then he'll like come back in the mic and be like, send your mother.
Oh, right? You'd be like, no.
No. How does he know?
Yeah, man, you live the dream. I'm like, I want to be Nardwar. Yeah, I want to be Nardwar.
Yeah, he actually sounds like that in real life.
Yeah, he just, it ain't.
It ain't a bit. It's
it ain't
just
a bit.
It's just like his life.
The human serviette. But I'm gonna play your song before I waste too much time, because I'm just a rambling man.
Yes, let's do it.
This is Travel Bug from Zipcar Hot Dog live at CITR station. You know, you're a nation, you're a station. CFNR. Here we go.
Thank you. I ain't no fool around the block.
So if you're gonna talk,
well, yeah, baby, you better walk the walk.
I ain't no storage like a
baby. I ain't no
fool around the block. So if you're gonna talk,
I cut off you guys cheering, so I'm doing it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
That was
appreciate the support.
That was a Zipcar hot dog with travel slut or travel bug.
Oh my god!
His travel bug off of the recording CITR station, and it's on their YouTube channel.
We have a YouTube. That's how current we are. That's how 2023 we are.
And it has
putting music on YouTube.
It has a picture of a hot dog as its logo. Who made the hot dog?
I think it was Noah's girlfriend. Wait, no. It was Noah's sister. I should know this. I feel such an asshole.
That is a bad mix-up. Like,
that is such a bad mix-up.
Is that your... Like a, I think that's his girlfriend?
That's like a Game of Thrones mix-up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. You know.
It was his sister. I know it's his sister. It just took me a while to remember. I should have thought, then spoke, but I spoke, then thought.
Lannister hot dog.
Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, that was that was from when we played CITR. It was pretty sweet. It was pretty good. The other singer there was Dan Miller. Also lives in this town right now, fighting fires, keeping us safe. Huge shout out to Dan.
Is that what he's doing?
I mean, probably.
He's our boy.
Yeah. Totally. You know.
Dang. Dan the man. Wow.
Yeah, Dan the man. Absolutely, Saskatoon Dan.
Saskatoon, damn. Look at that boy. Damn.
That's for real. That was our band.
What is Travel Bug about?
Like, being a fucking sweet relationship, but knowing you have to, like, move away.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, broken heart.
Yeah, I suppose. But, yeah, it doesn't matter, because now I work for City West.
Oh, snap. Saying a test. Saying a test, City West. Give your mama a best. But this is, we got 10 minutes to save the world. So we gotta play your song. Let's talk about Faye Webster.
Yeah.
Let's talk that biz.
I don't actually, man. Okay, I can't really talk about the song. Maybe we should pick a song I can talk about.
You want to go double whammy with Julian?
With Julian, yeah, I could be down. Yeah.
King Julian.
Yeah. I'll try anything once.
Yeah, I'll try anything once. Hold on.
If you listen to the song, make sure to listen to the lyrics.
Hold on.
The preamble.
Hold on. I got something. This is, so we're talking about Julian K. How do you say his name?
I think Casablancas, like the movie.
Let me see if I can.
Love you, King Julian! Love you, King Julian!
Oh my god! You're such a piece of shit! Oh my god!
I like that was a loop. So, it was a looping video.
That wasn't a looping video. That was actually just an excerpt from a Strokes concert.
I love you.
Yeah, they turned the mic towards the audience for like 2 seconds.
So yeah. You're Mort from Madagascar, that show?
I am Mort from Madagascar.
King Julian.
Because I fucking love Julian Casablancas and most of his musical projects.
Most?
Some of the Void stuff was mid.
Oh, wow.
I know. I shouldn't have said that. But it's fine. It's some of it's really, really good. And I stand by that.
Now I'm apprehensive.
No, this is solid, I swear.
This is I'll Try Anything Once.
Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are really important.
From Julian Casa blah. Live from, was it Electric Lady? I can't read it anymore. It's like gone.
It is.
I'm gonna fix the volume quick. All right.
At least you can read, dude.
10 decisions shape your life. You'll be aware.
All right, enjoy.
About 7 ways to go through school. Either you're noticed or left out. get ahead. Seven reasons to drop out. When I said I can see me in your eyes, you said I can see you in my pants. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. You like music, we can dance too. Sit me down, shut me up, I'll calm down, and I'll get along with you. There is a time when we all fail, some people take it pretty well. Some take it all out on themselves, others they just take it out on friends. Oh, everybody plays the game, and if you don't, you're called insane. Don't, it's not safe no more. I got to see you one more time. That's when me down, shut me up, I will calm down, and I'll get along with you. Everybody was well dressed, and everybody was a mess. Six things without fail you must do, so that your woman loves just you. But all the girls played mental games, and all the guys are just the same. So why not try it all, if you only remember.
That was Julian Casablancas.
That was Julian Quesadilla with I'll try any bad pun.
Tell me about that song and Julian the man.
I just love that song. I just like.
Do you love the man?
Well, you know, like. If you'd let me, no. No, it was good. I feel like it. Heard that when I was a kid. Keep hearing it. Lyrics keep hitting home.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
It's just. I feel like the accompaniment accompanies it very well. Like, just all of it. Why not try it all if you only remember it once? It's good. It's good.
Good shit. But we are nearing completion, and so usually when we're this close to completion, I like to play a song out. So at this point, I will thank you. I will be like, you know, this is the part where I'm like, thank you for coming on the show.
Dude, thanks for having me. This has been awesome. Yeah.
What's for the people who are listening? Who are you again?
Oh, Levi Robson. That's my name.
What were you part of?
Blue Dream Valley.
Yeah, and?
Zipcar Hot Dog. Check us out if you're in Vancouver and if we're still a band. Haha.
And, is there anything in the horizon? Or are you just chilling?
Actually, I recorded, like, some solo demos with my buddy Perkis before leaving Vancouver.
Nice.
I kind of wanted to record some more with him and then, like, put something out. But I kind of forgot about that. But that'll be... Wow, that was the lamest promo ever. yeah, never mind.
A promo is a promo.
I'm just promoting, like, life, dude.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Promoting to be cringe.
To be cringe is to be free.
Yeah, and be okay with it.
I'm promoting vibing, thriving, and surviving, I think, yeah.
And promoting City West.
Always fucking promoting City West. Just coming over to put in some internet at your mom's house.
Yeah, you know, she had it on the calendar, you know.
I can't fucking... I'm just going to shut up. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that we've done this. Is there anyone from City West is listening, like... I'm genuinely sorry.
Give your mom our best.
Oh my god!
But this has been the Influence of Wugliere, and this is Levi Robson.
Correct, Mundo.
And we thank you for listening. Check out Zipcar Hot Dog the YouTubes
and also Bandcamp.
And Bandcamp, give them some money. Give him some cash flow.
Yeah, give me money.
And we're going to play this out with, is it maybe the Faye Webster?
Actually, yeah, I love that song a lot. That's a great one to play it out with. Yeah.
Okay, let's play it out. We walk in now. Walk in now. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember. Morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now. Say the day that I met you, I started dreaming.